Bob's New Music Show Radio Reverb.
We have in the studio the amazing talent that is Beth Sarah, who, by all accounts, is on mic three. Beth, how you doing?
I'm good. I am on mic three, am I?
Apparently so. Yeah, we've got all sorts of technicians running around us as we speak. You know, they were trying to get the grand piano up here, the Elton John piano, of course, for your pleasure. But we've put it on loan to Radio 2. So apologies for that.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. But, you know, as you mentioned, you've let us have four tracks from the EP.
I have.
Which is called Catharsis.
Yes, it is called Catharsis, because it is a catharsis.
Well, what is?
So the songs are about long-term illness and intense illness, and writing songs about my experience of being ill over the last year has then been the only way of really flushing out the negativity from my system, and it's a catharsis. That's why I called it that.
And that negativity is not only sort of physical, but it's mental, it's everything.
It encompasses everything, because when you aren't expecting to be gravely ill, it hits you like a truck, and then you just don't know what to do with yourself, and you're stuck in this limbo of like, okay, well, I know what I want to do, and I know what I could do before, and now I can't do those things, and will I ever be able to do those things again? And sitting there and having to sit on your hands and stop yourself from doing things so that you don't damage your body any further. And
so let's start at the beginning. So it's about a year ago, right?
Yes, it was the last year in July, played support for Katie Tunstall at the Pavilion in Worthing, and that was like the pinnacle of my career so far.
Right,
and it's all gone downhill
so
from there.
So far is the thing. So far is the key. Okay.
So far.
Yes.
So basically,
are you blaming Katie Tunstall?
Well,
I think so. Yeah.
We've had words. No. So after that, I started getting symptoms of gallstones, and I didn't know what it was to begin with. But by about October, I'd been put on the waiting list to have my gallbladder taken out. I was visiting A&E every two or three weeks until December, when a gallstone blocked my bile duct and gave me pancreatitis, and it was severe acute pancreatitis. I was in the intensive care unit at Worthing Hospital for a while, and then the enhanced surgical care unit, and been in and out of hospital basically all year. I've had four procedures to put stents in for things. I've had all sorts of complications and basically just been really, really, really poorly.
You've been really, really, really poorly, actually.
Yes.
You didn't quite get it right. You spent 63 days and nights in that hospital over the last year. I mean, that's a lot of time.
I mean, you know, we're on first name terms with the nurses.
I would imagine.
I've been in, my parents were in recently. I went in to visit them, and the nurses are like, oh no, are you okay? And I'm like, it's okay, I'm not here for me.
You're joking. You literally know that place by the back of your hand.
And one of the nurses is like, how's your Spotify?
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, oh, I had noticed that the plays have gone up a bit. Is that all the nurses? And she's like, yeah, we're listening.
That is brilliant. More on that in a minute. So you were completely knocked down. How do you even say it?
Pancreatitis.
Thank you. Which sort of took that out, took your pancreas out, took your liver out, took your lung out.
Yes.
At least one collapsed lung in there, isn't there?
Yes, there was one collapsed lung.
I mean, you've got lesions all over the place. You've got lesions upon lesions. I mean, you were not well.
No.
Seriously, not well.
I did have a little sort of out-of-body experience where everything went really peaceful and I just kind of drifted off. And then I came back.
Good.
And, yeah, it was really weird. Like, in my notes, there's things that the doctors had written, things like, she may be with us sometime, stuff like that. Then, like, the medication I've been put on, it just says, take Creon for life.
For life.
It's just underlined
right.
for life.
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this
Could we
is
have
quite
a truckload
serious.
Of this stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have to get go through about 100 a week. So.
Wow. Also, the thing about you is you are such a doer, and you're so active, and you're very, very positive as well. For this to hit you. And you know all that. You're such an active bunny to be completely confined and in, I would imagine, incredible pain. I mean, pain that just yep. is beyond, right?
Yeah, yeah, very. I've never known anything like it. Actually, there's difference. I'm now knowing. I know the difference between the pain of the pancreas, the pain of the gallbladder, and the pain of the spleen.
Wow.
Because I've also had blood clot on my spleen, and I had to go back to hospital to have that treated.
Mention that amongst the seven other organs. Just completely given up on you.
So yeah, now I know the difference. So I'm like, okay, it's the spleen. It's all right. I'll just take my medication and sit on a recliner and watch TV, because if I go to hospital, they'll just give me painkillers and make me sit in a recliner. So
and do you start getting a little philosophical about pain? I mean, because there's so many. It's something that is that painful for so long. Is it just becomes just almost surreal?
Well, I suppose I've gotten so used to it. So I'm like, okay, I wake up and I take paracetamol every day, and I have done for over a year now, which is weird. I never thought that I'd be in that position, but I did have arthritis before, osteoarthritis, and I was having problems with my hips and my fingers, and that pain has dissipated this year because obviously I've been on bed rest for a lot of it.
Okay.
And as I started doing things again, my arthritis has flared back up. But I was like, actually, I'm really grateful for this arthritis pain, because that shows me that the rest of my body is healing.
I like that.
So
yeah,
I'm kind of taking the good bits, where I can get them.
Absolutely. So the positive thing to come out of this has been an EP. It's called Catharsis. Should we play the first track? What's it called?
It's called In the Nighttime.
Right, we'll play this and then you can let me know all about it.
Wandering alone with a heart held in stone, weariness weighing me down, waiting for you to come. What can be done? Gasping for air as I fall to the floor, my emotions are taking control as the tears flow down, barely making a sound. Go once again in the nighttime. I don't know what's wrong, and again feel the pain in the nighttime. What can be done? Are you awake? You are there, and you hold me. You hold me till it's done. Hiding behind all the masks that I wear to pretend that I'm fine, but it only lasts so long. I don't feel that strong. Vulnerability casting its light, I'm exposed, and you know that I'm lost for the words I could say. Okay. Here we go once again in the nighttime. I don't know what's wrong, and again feel the pain in the nighttime. What can be done? Till
beautiful, beautiful song. Beth is here. Beth Sarah is right here. Lovely messages in, by the way. Pete, loving the show. It's my first time tuning in. Well, let's hope it's not your last. This is from Naomi Cole. For your information, it's Harry and his bucket full of dinosaurs. I knew it. I knew there was something. Oh, the recesses of my murky mind. Thanks for the earworm. My pleasure. I've now got the song going around my head. Yeah, yeah, it was also a TV thing, wasn't it? That's right. Amazing to hear my little sister Beth on the show. I'll get you. And having a bit of a cry. Well, that's good. Good tears. I hope they are sweet, not salty. I'm so grateful that she's getting better. Well, we all are. That is love from Naomi in Worthing. Very, very lovely to hear you. And some of you, well, some Anna in Hove basically is agreeing that, yes, my recesses of mind is very murky. Very, very murky. Well, thank you for that. So listen, tell me, how did it work? Because these messages, these tracks have come out of your time in hospital. But were you writing them in hospital? And how on earth did you get your hands on anything to write them on or with? Or?
Well, so that first track, In the Nighttime, I wrote that before I was in hospital. That was when I was having gallstone pain, but I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
And I wrote that, but I didn't record it until later on. But then when I was in the hospital, I made friends with the chaplain, Alison. She's absolutely wonderful lady. And she basically said, there's a piano in the chapel. You can come play it whenever you want. So as soon as I was well enough to shuffle down the corridors, holding onto the bars that they have along the side of all the corridors, which I'm grateful for, shuffle my way down to the sanctuary, I got in there and I was just playing. I started by just playing pieces that I was really confident with, some little classical pieces.
And did that already, just even that process?
Oh, my word. The first time I played, it had been months, and I just sat there and played and cried. I was quite grateful there was nobody else in there at the time, but most times when I was playing, people would sort of drifted in and out and they pop their heads in and go, is that you playing? Oh, that's very pretty.
Right, yes.
So I just tried to get down there every day, and I'm sure it drove me to get better.
And were you in your head and in your bed writing stuff in your mind, and then wanting to get to that piano again and try them out? Were there things already? Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, it was kind of like I was just playing around with the chords and just improvising, and then I was getting things, little sections of the piano, parts of the songs were coming together. And it was only when I came home that I was able to really kind of put the songs together and put lyrics to them.
Okay.
And then I've got my friend Zia Cyan Hudson, who's a cellist. She came and recorded cello for me on the tracks. So all of these tracks have just my piano and vocals and then her cello. And that's what they are. They're the whole...
Your mic just died then. What happened? Oh. Yeah, okay, go to that mic. Jump mic.
Jumped to the other mic. I'm at this mic now.
That was crazy. Listen, we're going to play Limbo. Tell me anything I need to know about Limbo.
So Limbo is the single that came out on the 27th of this month, which was marks the one-year anniversary of me first being hospitalised. And it's all about letting go of doing things and just having to be patient and... these songs aren't positive. These songs are like,
it's okay. This is Twixmas, man.
When you're in the middle of it, you don't really want people to come alongside you and say, come on, G up, it's all going to be fine. No. You want somebody to just sit down next to you and go, well, this is a bit crap, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what these songs are.
They're
alongside people.
As the EP is called Catharsis, that is exactly what they are. Folks, Beth Sarah, Limbo.
Sunshine this morning, the lights are coming on. Inside I'm blacked out. No prior warning, no cushion for my soul. Lose my grip on control, and I don't know how to let go. So run down. take all my reason. There's nothing that can stay, it all slips away. Slowly defeated, I take my final bow. Lose myself now, and I don't know how. So let go, so run down. I'm in limbo, tell me now, how to find my way back home. How to find my way back home. To let go, so run down. I'm in limbo, tell me now how to find my way back home.
It's the Pete Jones Show.
That, my friends, Beth Sarah with Limbo. Lovely messages coming in aplenty. Kenny Murray's just messaged, offering to... He says, I would have brought my piano in to accompany Pete if I'd known. Loving and finding Beth's tracks very inspiring indeed. And so they are. Absolutely stunning. We've got Beth Sarah still here. So do just... Talk me through, did you have, if you were in hospital for that long, 63 days, for goodness sake, did you know lots of long-term people in there? Did you have other people that were there to support you? How did it work?
Well, I made friends with lots of people on the wards, to be fair. I'm quite a friendly person.
Yeah.
But I did have one of my really good friends, Gareth, who... he'd told me that he had cancer last year, and we had we'd been to a health spa together and stuff like that, because he was undergoing his cancer treatment and I had the gallstone issues, and we're both feeling under the weather, so we kind of went and pampered ourselves. And then I went into hospital and he was having further chemotherapy, and he got more poorly and I got more poorly, and we just kind of kept messaging each other and G-ing each other up, like, you know, we're going to get through this, and, you know, in a couple of weeks' time we're going to go for a coffee, or we'll go for a swim, or and we would you can't believe what happened with this nurse or that healthcare assistant, and knowing what medication each other was on. And so we just kind of backward and forward with all these messages all the time, all the way through. And even though we couldn't see each other necessarily, we were a good support for each other. But sadly he declined as I started getting better, and he passed away last year. This year, like, I feel like it's new year already. He passed away in the middle of this year, and I lost that I lost him. And that was really, really difficult. But I'd played some of these songs to him on the piano in his house, and he just said to me, don't sit on these, you know, you've got to do something with this. It's really important. The world needs this. Like, he needed it, you know. And so when I was thinking about whether I should do it or not. I just had his voice in my head. It's like, don't sit on it. Just put it out there. Put it out there. Do it.
For no one else but him.
Exactly. Yeah. So, for Gareth Owen, this is...
For Gareth Owen. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that in itself is all you needed to know, right? And lovely messages like from Kenny and Anna and people that, you know, it strikes a chord. That's the thing. And as we said... probably off at the beginning, you know, why else are most songs about heartache? You know, they come from somewhere real, right? The greatest songs. And if you have this experience and you've got this outlet, that's why, you know, they're so powerful.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and
even,
so useful too.
Even like I did an open mic a while ago and there was a guy came over to me afterwards and he just said, you know, I live with addiction and I've just never felt so seen.
Wow.
And it's just,
wow.
It's
that's all you want to hear, right?
Like that. I'm like, I just, you know, properly choked up. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like, you know, if these can be catharsis for me, then maybe they can be catharsis for other people too. And if they are, then that's what they're there for.
Totally. So. Folks, you can get your hands on this EP from the 30th of January, 2025. The reason why you think it's 2025 is because you want to put 2024 to bed. Am I right? In the meantime, let's play. What is the third track here we got?
This is called Scared, which is does what it says on the tin.
I would say so. Beth Sarah, Scared.
Never thought I'd be the victim. Always thought that I was strong. Never knew that I could hold this anger for so long. Always felt I had the patience. Always thought I had the time. Never knew that this would have me going out of my mind. And I'm scared, so scared. Wherever I turn, there's new things to learn. I was unaware, and I'm scared. Dampen all the ceilings, isolate the sound. Maybe if there is no echo, it will stop going round. Maybe if I just imagine, if I hold you tight by the hand, maybe I can just push forward. So scared.
absolutely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Beth Sarah, who is still here with us. That is a track called Scared. It's from the Catharsis EP, due out on the 30th of Jan. What's the best place for people to go to get that?
Probably my website. It's bethsarah.co.uk. There's a pre-save link on there, I think.
Well, let's check.
If there isn't, I'll put it on there later.
I think you should. Quite right.
But either way, you know, if you you can sign up to my mailing list on the website. You can find everything you need on the website.
As Kenny Murray put it so succinctly, and I want to nick this as my idea, he says, beautiful chord progressions and a wonderful vocal. Well, boom, boom, boom. Absolutely.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You're forgetting one thing, Kenny, the cello. Tell me about the cello player. That sounds beautiful.
Oh, so the cello is played by the fabulous Zia Cyan Hudson. She's just brilliant.
Say her name again, sorry.
Zia Cyan. That's her name, and then her surname is Hudson.
What a great name.
She just lacks confidence in her cello playing, her performing, and it frustrates me because she's so good. We just happened to make friends over chronic illness, because she also has things that she suffers with.
Are you kidding me? Seriously.
I'm not kidding you. We made friends over our shared experiences of things, and mainly the arthritis side of things. She has issues with her hips as well.
Okay, yeah.
We just became good friends, and she came round and we would watch TV and stuff, and then she's like, oh, I play the cello. I'm like, oh, hang on a minute.
Hang on just a minute.
So she came and did some cello. We spent a couple of days doing recording cello and then going to watch TV afterwards because we were exhausted. And she just gave me loads and loads of cello lines for each song, and I was able to just sort of chop it up and put it into the right places.
Wow, it sounds so beautiful.
There's just nothing like a real instrument. It really is.
Well, that is true.
It really is lovely.
And I do love the cello. Beautiful, absolutely, and it works so well. Beth Sarah, we are bang out of time. I'm going to definitely squeeze in the fourth track, if that is okay. You have been listening to Beth Sarah. New EP comes out, Catharsis. Are there any videos for these, by the way?
There is a homemade video for Limbo. It's on my YouTube channel right now.
I'm guessing it's Beth Sarah.
It is, yeah. If you go to the bethsarah.co.uk website, then the link there.
We haven't mentioned Fun City. You are part of Fun City, where you were the last time I checked.
I am still.
And the last, no, what I mean is we haven't mentioned it, right?
No.
And the last time I saw you guys, Fun City on stage, you were there. So projects at Fun City in 2025 as well?
Yes, we're absolutely. Good. We've been rehearsing.
Love Fun City.
Got some really good, some extra flute lines.
And, yes, and fruit lines.
Fruit lines.
Obviously, get
we
banana
are complete
in there.
Fruit loops.
Obviously, I do not need telling. I tell you.
This is true.
It's very true, you naughty people. So 2025 is looking like a cracker. You're going to get those dangle bladdered things out, are you?
How
does that work?
That's happening on the 7th of January.
7th of Jan, that's just very soon.
Just over a week to go. And then,
awesome.
Yes.
And the new EP, Catharsis, is coming out, and new Fun City tracks. So, you know, 2025, hola. And adios 24 is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
What's the last track we're going to play?
This is called Wood for the Trees. I can't see the wood for the trees.
You can't see the wood for the trees. A quick shout out to Oscar and Noah, who are listening in Hove, apparently. And just wanting a shout out. And why not? It's Twixmas, for goodness sake. Beth Sarah, Wood for the Trees. Thanks so much for coming in, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
Lost and lonely, is that the way it's meant to be? I'd ask you only, I don't know what you'd say to me. Guilt weighs heavy. You paint a picture of the person that you see, but it's fiction. You don't know my reality. Guilt weighs heavy. And I'm hoping to find some peace of mind. Can you try to understand? Isolated is how I always feel. Face the challenge of something very real. Pain weighs heavy. And I'm hoping to see something changing in me. Can you try? Day.